Hey, is it too late to check these out? How you're closed. Well, you haven't closed out the register yet. I can tell. Nah, come on. I know you can do it. Well, to tell you the truth, I've been keeping an eye on the schedule here, and I noticed on Wednesday nights you tend to close up. And you're almost always the only one here. Don't look so nervous. I just wanted to get to know you better. Anyway, I was holed up in mythology and lost track of time. Come on, just get these books out for me. Unless you want me to walk out of here. On my honor, I promise to return them next week. No one is going to notice. I'm just kidding. You look so flustered. Why don't you check them out under your own name then? I promise. I'll be back here next week. You know I come here like 2-3 times a week anyway. Speaking of checking out, don't think I haven't noticed you've been checking me out. Ah, come on, Mr. Librarian. I've seen how every time I turn around, your eyes are on me. All 5 feet, 11 inches of me. Vertical, that is. Oh yeah, I've noticed how your eyes run over my tits and my tiny waist and my big ass. Aw, oh, you're so fun to tease. I wore this outfit just for you today. Hey, my eyes are up here. Oh, but since you are looking that way, why don't I really give you something to look at? Aye, what do you think about that? Or I should say, what do you think about those? Now, why don't you turn that key, put in your employee card, and check out these books for me? Thank you. Thank you. One more. Thank you. Well, I feel like I should repay you somehow for this huge favor. Giving me some quality reading until I can come back again. You're so sure about that, are you? How about I hop onto the counter here, swivel around, and jump behind the counter. Be right next to you. Oh my, look at this. You're hard. Can I touch it? Come on. Oh my. Oh my goodness. The meek librarian. My favorite. Can I check you out, mister? What's your name again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Usually you have a little name tag, but you don't have one today. Aw, you took it off at closing. I get it. That makes sense. You wouldn't want to walk out of here with a name tag on by accident. That would look kind of goofy. Anyway, I want to see what you've got going on down here. May I? You don't mind if I have a taste, do you? Come on! You know you've been fantasizing about it. Don't worry. I'll let you repay the favor. I want to taste you first, though. You know what I like? A nerdy, geeky, hard cock. It was my absolute favorite. Well-read cock. Hold still. What nice heavy balls you have, my dear. Yes, lock your hips into my face. Okay, I'm going to unzip my leather jacket all the way. And as you can see, I don't have anything on underneath. Now, when you're ready to come, I expect you to tell me. And then I want you to pull out and I want you to come all over my tits. Do you understand? Another time, you can come down my throat. But right now, what I've been thinking about, Mr. Librarian, is you jizzing down my cleavage, covering my nipples and tits with your hot, nerdy cum. Here, let me open my jacket and there, get ready for you. Oh, you ready? Yeah, pull out. Go ahead. Good job. Look at all of that. Oh, you made a mess. Look at that. Oh, very good. That is a lot of cum, and I am covered. I love it. Look, your cum is dripping over the tips of my nipples, the peaks. That's so hot. All right, take off your shirt. Yes, take off your shirt so I can wipe my chest. I don't want to drip down my leather pants. Thank you. Aw, I'm sorry, t-shirt. It's okay. I know your car's right out front. You can go home bare-chested. No one will notice. I hope. All right, now. I want you to lie down on this floor. I'm going to straddle your face. Oh, it'll be fine. Do you want me to put my leather jacket down for you? Here, let me take it off. Yeah, I'll put it down. Wouldn't want you to put your back on the floor. Here you go. Lie down, babe. Perfect. Now, let me undo my leather pants. I'll pull them down just over my knees. Fuck, they're tight. Probably should take them off, but I can't be bothered. I'll just turn around, okay? I'm gonna sit on your face. That way, I can look up at your pretty cock while I'm at it. Here. Ready, baby. Look up at me. I'm gonna look over my shoulder and keep my eyes on you. Yeah, lick me from front to back. I fucking love that. Keep going, Mr. Librarian. You like that? Having my ass in your face. As much as you looked at my ass in the past, now's your chance to study it up close and personal, with nothing to impede your view. You have a talented tongue. Okay, I'm gonna rub my clit now. You just keep your tongue out. I'm gonna ride it. Yeah. Take your tongue in there. Oh, that's good. Oh, what a good boy. No, Mr. Librarian. You are talented. You don't talk much, but Lord knows you can really work that mouth. I'm getting close. Yeah, keep your eyes open. I'm really close. Keep going. No stopping. Don't fucking stop. Fuck. I'm gonna calm. Okay, I'm gonna count down so that you know. Five. Oh, four. Three. Two. One. Fuck yeah. Keep your tongue out. So good. Don't fucking move. Just keep your tongue out a little longer. Fuck. Damn, that was amazing. I have to say. Okay, I'm gonna hop off now. Nah, man, I'm a fucking mess. Look at you. You did good work. Let me pull myself together. No, do you mind sitting up? I have to get my jacket. Okay, well, thank you. I'll be here next week. I'll bring the books back. Well, I'll be here next week anyway, even if I'm not done with the books. You can trust me. I won't let them come overdue. But I guess you can renew them anyway, can't you? Thank you, Mr. Librarian.